My name is Danielle Southey and I work as a claims manager at Steamship Mutual. I've worked at Steamship for just over 6 years now, and I worked at another IG P&I club for about 2 years before that. I started to take the IG P&I qualification soon after I started working in my first P&I club. It was not long after the qualification had been launched, and I thought it sounded like a good way of getting to know the work of the P&I clubs a little better. I took about a module every year, so I think I took it over 7 years all in all. I would certainly recommend the qualification for anybody that's working in a club or is thinking of working in a club or works with a club. I think it's a fantastic overview of the role of the IG and of the clubs and of the roles within the clubs. Working in claims, I think that the modules that focused on the different claims areas, such as the people claims and the crew claims, for example, they're obviously very informative for my daily job and were very helpful in that respect. But I think perhaps even more so the modules that dealt with underwriting and the larger workings of the international group, I found those really interesting, just to get a better perspective of, as I say, the role of the clubs and of the international group as part of the wider shipping community. So I think that was really helpful. And again, it also helped me to better understand what each person within the club did and the role of the underwriters and of the reinsurance and all these different aspects. The texts of the course and of each module, they're really a fantastic resource. I still refer to them quite regularly when I have a claims issue or a cover issue, perhaps. I don't think there's any other resource that I can think of that addresses each of the issues that you're likely to come across on a regular basis working in the clubs from precisely the perspective that you need it to be addressed from. Valuable resource. I think that doing the qualification has certainly helped me in my day-to-day job. Whilst I was studying for the course, I would notice that there were issues that I was reading about whilst I was revising that were prevalent on many of my claims, and that was obviously very helpful just on a very direct basis, because it would help me deal with these issues that perhaps I hadn't either I hadn't thought of something, I hadn't addressed an issue, or just to understand how, for example, a cover or a rule had come about. Just knowing the background, it was really helpful. I also think it's another part of the benefit of the claim, I think, is that it introduces you to new areas that you might have to deal with one day, but perhaps you haven't had to deal with yet. For example, a casualty or a general average or perhaps a wreck removal. You might find yourself dealing with these issues one day and it might not have a great deal of experience in them. And I think having the background of having reviewed the qualification material on those issues, it's a huge confidence booster, because I think it can really help you to pick out the key issues. I think the first large claim like that you might see, it might be quite overwhelming, quite daunting. You obviously know there's a lot of things going on, and trying to pick out the elements that are crucial to the club is not always an easy task. And I think having the experience of the qualification behind you is really helpful in helping you to identify what is going to be important and what issues you should be looking out for, and also what role the other parties will play in any sort of large casualty like that, because I think that's a very useful thing to have a little bit of background on as well. I think if I was going to give any tips to somebody thinking about taking P&I qualification, it would probably be to just think of it as one module at a time. I think it can be quite overwhelming to think of committing to the whole series. So I think just take one module at a time, think about the areas you might be interested in, and take a look at the text and see if you might be interested. I think I'd say that to anybody that's thinking about doing the course. Start referring to the text when you have a claim on a particular issue. Just perhaps dip into the qualification text on that issue, And it'll, I think, really not only help you deal with the issue and from that perspective, but also just to start familiarise yourself with the way that the course is set out and the material is set out. And I think that might be a good way to sort of introduce yourself to doing it. And perhaps a final tip would be, don't worry if you have to, you know, take one of the modules more than once. It's quite a challenging course. There's a lot of content, and don't be put off if it takes a couple of goes, because it just means that all the material is getting more familiar to you, and that can only be a good thing. Yeah, I think the main thing that I think has been really helpful, as I say, is that it's been a big confidence booster to know that you've familiar with the issues, and it does cover so much that I think you can feel quite comfortable that any significant issue that should be on your mind, it probably will be if you refer to those texts when you're dealing with a new claims area. So I think that's been really good for my confidence, and hopefully it would be to others doing the course as well. Thanks.